We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Connor Letourneau covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. He's on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Connor.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My man. So how do you think they're going to look, going into their new arena? You know, team-wise, lineup-wise, without KD and Clay, at the very least, with their injuries?
It's going to be really interesting. I mean, obviously they have 9 free agents this summer, 2 of whom are named Kevin Durant and Clay. Kevin Durant and Clay, even if they both come back, and it's looking like Clay will, we still don't know about Durant, but they will both be out most, if not all, of next season recovering from their injuries. So, the way the salary cap works, the way the CBA works, it's going to be really hard for the Warriors to replace those guys with pieces that are even close to the same ability level. All they really are going to have to work with is the mid-level exception and the minimum contract. Best-case scenario, you get the disabled players exception if KD comes back, which would give you another $9.2 million to play with. It's gonna be a less talented roster next season for sure.
So do you think you hear all these rumors and everything about both of them, and the big one is, well, most people, even you, indicated that you think Clay will be back, but the one that everybody around here in New York talks about is Durant. Even with the Achilles and the surgery and the year, they still want him, and that they still believe that he, if anyone, can come back from that injury, it's him.
Yeah, no, he's still going to get max-level offers from at least several teams, 2 of whom are in New York, the Nets and Knicks. It's already pretty clear that they're going to offer 4 years at the max. And if they can get KD, it'll just be a situation where they're kind of orienting their roster to compete in 2020, 2021, knowing that he'll probably miss all of next season. I mean, he's just that level of a player, generational talent, where if you can get him, you're willing to pay max level money for a year knowing that he won't even play. That's the place he's at, which is pretty incredible.
So what was it like for you to, watch him play every single night?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I mean, he really is one of the greatest scorers of all time. I think you can make the argument that he is the greatest scorer of all time. You know, he's the most efficient volume scorer in NBA history. He just has shots that you can't defend. And when he's locked in defensively, he's elite on that side of the ball as well. So if New York fans get him, they're going to be in for a treat, because he's the type of guy who can take one of the worst teams in the league and make them a playoff contender just by himself.
So, did you hear about this interview that Iguodala did today on the radio in New York?
Yeah, I saw it. It was a really good interview.
What did you think?
He had a bunch of good stuff. Probably the most interesting thing I thought was him talking about his leg injury that he had.
Right.
That kept him out of part of the playoffs in 2018, and he said that the Warriors we're calling it a bone bruise, and that it was actually a fracture, which is interesting, because pretty soon after that surfaced, I got a call from a member of the Warriors saying, hey, just so you know, Iguodala signed off on the wording of his injury to us. So we got that approved by Iguodala. So he kind of was making it out like the Warriors are kind of being dishonest. And the Warriors are saying, hey, he approved that. So, it's interesting. But I thought the stuff about Mark Jackson, saying that Mark Jackson was blackballed from the league, it was all good stuff. When Andre's on, when he's in a good mood, he's one of the best interviews in the league.
When Connor Letourneau with the Chronicle with us on the bench, so when the story Rick Bucher did talked about how Durant was upset with the, the Warriors medical staff. I think we had heard some faction of that, you know what I mean, at some point earlier in the finals. Are you buying all that is true then, that he was really unhappy with the way they handled things?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. The way that story was reported, I don't want to throw Rick Bucher under the bus, but the way it was reported, I was a little confused by the sourcing. Obviously, it was anonymous sourcing, but it came across in a way that was a little vague, and you weren't sure if the people he was talking to were actually directly had direct knowledge of the situation or if they were just speculating. They didn't even actually say, he didn't actually write in the story that he was upset about the handling of the injury. He just said that people are saying that Kevin Durant is upset with the team, and the assumption is because of the injury. So to me, that's pretty flimsy. I have not heard that from any of my contacts within the organization. I would not feel comfortable reporting that. So I don't know what to believe, but I don't necessarily trust that reporting, to be honest with you.
So, you know, the new arena opens next season. Obviously, that's going to be awesome, and it's an incredible building from what I'm hearing. But, I mean, honestly, like, what's it going to be like, do you think, with that lineup without those guys? And if anything happens to Curry or, you know, Green or, you know, I mean, literally, because they play so many games, I just can't fathom nothing going wrong. When we just saw them over about a 30-day period have everything in the world go wrong, I, with what they have, I mean, they're moving into a new building. It almost sounds like it's a dangerous way to make a living with a lineup like that. If any injuries occur whatsoever, they could be screwed, that team.
Yeah, it's not an ideal way to open the Chase Center at all. I'm sure Joe Lacob was not happy. They had so many big plans for that arena, for the first season in that arena. And the reality is that people are going to be paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to watch a product that is potentially going to be lucky to make the playoffs. But I think that if the Warriors can re-sign both Klay and KD, and they can sell to the fans, hey, we just got to get through this 1 year with us, and then hopefully Klay will come back in time for the playoffs, and we'll have a chance once he gets back, and then next season we'll be one of the best teams in the league again. I think that fans will be able to stomach it. If that's the case,
do you think, Connor, that if they, let's say, they don't come back, and let's say, you know, KD leaves or whatever, and let's say Klay and Curry are there and Green, let's say, hypothetically, do you see them winning another championship ever without, like, Durant?
I think they can, but I think they're going to need to do a little better job of rounding out the roster than they have in the past couple of years. They're going to need to hit on a couple steals late in the draft, kind of like what the Spurs did. The reason the Spurs were able to stay relevant for 20-plus years is because after they got Tim Duncan and David Robinson, they went and they got Tony Parker at 28. They got Manu Ginobili in the 50s. You know, they got Kawhi Leonard outside the lottery. So the Warriors are going to need to do that. I'm not sure that Steph, Klay, and Draymond is going to be enough to win a title with how good Toronto looks, assuming Kawhi comes back, and how much better teams like Philadelphia and some of those other teams would be.
So let me ask you lastly, with the West, the way it's, feasibly shaping up, let's say Kawhi went to the Lakers or the Clippers, let's just say, even if he went there, the Lakers with AD and LeBron and Kuzma, Denver was already tough. Sacramento's got those young guns. I mean, it is insane. But the fact of the matter is, they might have their hands in a big problem next year because all these teams are stacking up and loaded. Houston as well. I mean, obviously. With the Warriors, without those guys playing, they may not even matter.
Yeah, no, it's really crazy how quickly the landscape this year. I don't think there was any team in the West that could even really threaten the Warriors, even Houston. Houston – pushed it to six games, but I never really doubted that the Warriors were going to win that series. But so many teams are going to be better, and I think that worst-case scenario, it's a real question. Can the Warriors even make the playoffs? I mean, because you think about the toll that Curry is going to have to endure to put this team on his back without Klay.
Right.
And, you know, we all know about his ankle issues, and Draymond's been banged up, and Andre's been banged up. You know, you're one more injury away from missing the playoffs.
I mean, even Portland is stacked and better. I mean, it is incredible. Connor, great stuff tonight from the San Francisco Chronicle. Appreciate you coming on the bench. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. All right, there he is, Connor Letourneau.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.